Well, it is central to the project. Now, the idea of the project is to have a series of communities of practice, which I think there are 10 of them altogether, which are the object of R&D. Now, the D bit, the development bit, is critical to the program, the whole project, and it's to do with the provision of services, scenarios, and tools which will be of use to a community of practice. Now, there are all kinds of interesting questions about this. You have to have a notion of the knowledge resources that a community practice draw upon in order to provide tools and services for the community of practice, in my view. And, to enable a community practice to function more effectively, there are these I understand the notion of services and tools as a whole variety of mediating objects that might be really helpful for a community practice in looking at itself, thinking about what it's doing, and so on and so forth. So I'm very interested in finding out just what the concept of knowledge resource the project is developing, such that it will be able to base its notion of services and tools on it. And at the moment, I'm just wondering whether we've gone far enough in that discussion. I don't know where it's up to at the moment. But it's really important. The conceptual problem, of course, is to do with this notion of situatedness and context. If communities of practice are highly situated, how do you develop generic tools for their support? And of course, this is quite an interesting design issue, what these services and tools might look like. So they're not so general that they are virtually unusable in a context, or they're so contextualized they can't be used by any other community of practice. So it's that sort of tension which I think is quite interesting.